Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains sword fighting and blood. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. A cherry blossom tree is blooming near a large lake, and as you walk across a small bridge, you see something long and slender walking along the shore.
Slenderman.
It's a golden fox.
Oh.
As you take in the beauty of the creature, you suddenly realize this isn't just any fox. This is a fox with 9 tails. Killian, what is this creature?
Tails.
Oh, from Sonic?
Bam, 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 bam.
It could be.
Bam, bam,
it could
bam,
be
bam.
Where they got the... Okay. It is not Tails from Sonic. It is the Kitsune. Let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. So, Killian, can you give our friend Finn a big thank you for suggesting this magnificent spirit?
Thank you.
Thank you, Finn.
Thank you, Finn, for suggesting a tails-like creature.
A tails-like creature. Okay, Killian, let's start off with, what do you know about the Kitsune? It's okay to say nothing.
He looks like Tails.
Maybe. We don't know. Do you know what it looks like?
It looks like Tails, but
how do you know you don't know what it looks like?
Because you said, like, non-tails, and I was like, oh, it must be Tails from doing an evolution or something.
Okay. For starters, they are foxes. What do you know about foxes?
They are...
adorable. Amazing. Mommy loves foxes.
And also, I was a fitting fox in her belly.
I will explain that. Killian, in my tummy, when he lived in my tummy, used to move around so very, 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 very much that before I knew if he was a boy or a girl, I called him a fennec fox in my tummy. Because he would run, if you've ever seen a video of a fennec fox, they run around like crazy. And that's what he was like. And then, after he was born, I got a tattoo of a fennec fox for him. Yeah, I have a lot of tattoos for you, don't I?
Yes, like this one.
Mm-hmm.
And this one.
No, that one's not for you. That's for Lupin.
You're so cute and stinky.
Lupin is a stinky little dog. All right.
Because he's old, he has an excuse.
He does have an excuse. All right. So would you classify foxes as being more cat-like or dog-like?
Both. Because
no, that's a fair
they
point.
Have pointy ears like a dog, mm-hmm, and pointy ears like a cat, and tails okay,
like a cat kind of, or like it's like a dog too.
Like a cat, and
these are all fair points.
Like Figaro.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have the answer. You want, drum roll, please. The fox is a distant genetic relative of the dog.
No.
Foxes typically have a very cute upturned nose and big pointy ears. Also, who could forget their big bushy tails? Yes.
They have big bushy tails.
So, Killian, like I said before, a kitsune is a fox. Now, kitsune are actually all over pop culture, showing up in the Pokemon universe as the Pokemon Ninetales, Tails from Sonic, which you have already brought up, and in the anime Naruto as Naruto's beast form. I didn't even know that.
Wait, Naruto?
It's an anime.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Actually, it's a very popular anime amongst your
my friend Jackson,
classmates.
He's like, My friend Jackson, he's like, ooh, watch Naruto. Watch Naruto. Watch Naruto.
Well, listen, if the backpacks are any indication, Naruto is very popular right now because at the car rider line, there's like 20 kids with Naruto backpacks.
Yeah. Watch Naruto. Watch Naruto.
Maybe you should watch Naruto. Kitsune come to us from Japanese folklore, and these foxes are seen as paranormal spirits who work with a Japanese deity known as the Inari. The Inari is a deity of foxes, fertility, rice, tea, and sake, of agriculture and industry, of general prosperity and worldly success. The Kitsune are oftentimes used as messengers of Inari and deliver good and bad news. Large Kitsune statues even stand guard at shrines to Inari and can be found all over Japan today. According to Hiroshi Maruyama, a professor at the Tokyo University of Agriculture, foxes have come to be regarded as sacred by the Japanese because they are the natural enemies of rats that eat up rice or burrow into rice paddies. Also, a strange and gross fact, fox urine is a rat repellent. Because of this, the Japanese people will place a stone with fox urine on it near the shrines to the Inari to help protect their rice fields from the rats. So, Killian, do you want to know something else that's wild?
What?
The Japanese believe that all foxes, and I mean all foxes, are kitsune. So kitsune possess superior intelligence, long life, and magical powers. There are two types of kitsune, the Zenko and the Yako. The Zenko are kind helpers who work with the Inari. Yako are the mischievous and malicious. They're more mysterious and malicious. Now, the thing with kitsunes is that the older and wiser they get, the stronger their power becomes. Normal foxes live to be about 3 years old in the wild. In captivity, though, they can live up to 10 years. It is said that for a kitsune to start growing extra tails, they have to have lived at least 100 years. The most common number of tails, though, are 1, 5, 7, and finally 9 tails. Do you know how old a 9 tails kitsune has to be?
How?
1,000 years old.
Wow.
Foxes live that long? No, not really. It depends. If they are correct and that all foxes are kitsune, then yes.
If they're kitsune, yes.
Right.
But if they're not kitsune, no.
So there's a pretty neat ritual that the kitsune go through to get their 9th tail. For the transformation, the fox must place reeds, a leaf, or a skull over its head under a full moon. The kitsune is then blessed by the Inari and rises into the air to become a beautiful white or golden color and turns into something called a tenko. So let's talk about the kitsune's magical powers. What magical powers do you think they might have?
Fire.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Because they have fire.
What? Sure.
Because they have fire. I think they have red fur.
Okay, so this is what their powers. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Possession, generating fire or lightning. Willful manifestation in the dreams of others. Flight, invisibility, and the creation of illusions so elaborate that they are indistinguishable from reality. Kitsune typically turn into beautiful young women. In a lot of stories, the kitsune who turn into women can't hide their tails in their human form, so they spend their lives trying to help to keep them hidden from their spouses. There are hundreds of folk stories about men meeting these beautiful women and falling deeply in love with them and actually marrying them. In a lot of the stories, the kitsune who turn into women can't hide their tails in their human form, so they spend their lives trying to keep them hidden from their spouses.
Their spouses.
They're like partners. They're person that they marry. Imagine trying to hide 7 tails from somebody your whole life. What if I have 7 tails and I have been hiding it from you and Daddy?
I would want you to show me your 7 tails.
Now, the stronger kitsune have even greater powers. They are able to bend time and space, drive people mad, or take fantastic shapes such as the incredible tall trees or a second moon in the sky. Now, those evil kitsune that we talked about before, they have characteristics reminiscent...
Just like fairies. If you want to listen to the fairy episode, Daddy made a very, 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 very nightmarish, thrilling, scary story to come with it.
Okay. Very good. So the evil kitsune have a characteristics more reminiscent of vampires or succubi and feed on the life or spirit of human beings, generally through kissing. So, Killian, are you ready for a kitsune story?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a retelling of an old kitsune tale that Daddy found. This modern version is called The Fox in the Trap. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Deep in the heart of ancient Japan, there lived a kind-hearted man named Hiroshi. Hiroshi was known throughout many villages for his compassion and love for all living creatures. His favorite place to visit was the calm forest on the outskirts of his village, where he would often sit and admire the beauty of nature. One sunny afternoon, as Hiroshi was taking a long walk throughout the forest, he heard a faint cry for help. Following the sound, he stumbled upon a trapped fox, its paw ensnared in a cruel hunter's trap. The fox was filled with fear, and it looked up at Hiroshi with pleading eyes. Without a second thought, Hiroshi rushed the fox's side and carefully freed it from the trap. The fox, grateful and relieved, nuzzled Hiroshi's hand. Little did Hiroshi know that this act of kindness would change his life forever. Unknown to Hiroshi, this fox was no ordinary creature. She was a kitsune, a magical fox with the power to transform into any shape that she desired. Her name was Kohana, and she had been in dire need of help. She decided to reveal her true form to Hiroshi as a gesture of trust. "Thank you, kind human," Kohana spoke in a gentle, melodic voice. "My name is Kohana, and I am forever indebted to you for saving me. I would like to offer you a gift in return for your kindness." Hiroshi was amazed by the fox's transformation and her offer. He simply nodded in gratitude, never expecting what would happen next. Just as Hiroshi and Kohana were getting acquainted, evil prince of the land, Prince Akira, and his band of ruthless guards burst into the clearing. They had been hunting Kohana, for they believed her magical powers could grant the prince unimaginable wealth and power. Without hesitation, Kohana chanted a magical incantation, and before Hiroshi's very eyes, she transformed into a beautiful and fierce female warrior. She wielded a shining sword and wore armor adorned with the symbols of the kitsune, a nine-tailed fox. The guards were taken aback by the sudden transformation, but Prince Akira, fueled by greed, demanded Kohana's capture. The guards charged forward with katanas pulled from their sheaths. Kohana waited patiently, sliding into a horse stance. The first guard came at Kohana with a long, skilled swipe aimed for Kohana's left shoulder. Taking her blade, Kohana twisted her arms and caught the blade with a loud clang of steel. In one movement, Kohana's sword shed the guard's blade up and away, and she brought her katana back down, slicing the man into two pieces. His body crumbled to the floor as the remaining guards lunged forward, swords at the ready. Hiroshi and the prince watched in stunned silence as the kitsune handled the group of attackers in mere moments. Kohana stood in the center of the fallen guards. She pointed her katana at the evil prince as strands of black hair fell across her face. "Leave," she said calmly as she cleaned her blade and resheathed it. The evil prince turned and fled in fear, vowing revenge as he disappeared into the trees. Hiroshi, still in awe of Kohana's bravery and beauty, thanked her profusely for saving his life. Kohana smiled warmly and said, "You saved me first, Hiroshi. We are now bound by friendship, and I will always protect you." From that day on, Hiroshi and Kohana became inseparable friends. They continued to explore the wonders of the forest together, and Kohana used her magical abilities to help Hiroshi and the villagers whenever they needed it. The end.
Now I like women more.
like even women even more. Killian,
are
you surprised by that? You go to a karate dojo where it's almost all women being crazy amazing at things.
And men less.
Girl, let's preach it. Love it. What do you think of Kitsune? So what do you think of Kitsune in general?
I love her.
Well, just not just Kohana from the story. I'm talking about just the Kitsune, the fox spirits in general.
In general.
You like them in general?
I love them.
You love them? Would you like to meet one day?
Yes.
I would too. Killian, if we ever visit Japan, you know what they have in Japan? I just remembered.
What?
Fox cafes.
Fox?
Like where you will go eat at a restaurant and there's like foxes hanging around.
Like live foxes?
Yes. They have fox cafes, cat cafes, otter cafes. They have everything. Like,
we need to go.
Right now.
Well, I wish. Anyway, so that's it for the Kitsune. Thank you again to our friend Finn for suggesting the Kitsune. Because I had no idea about the Kitsune. So if he had not suggested it, I would have never known.
Yeah.
We would have never learned about it.
And he would have been, and he would be like, Mommy, please, go on Facebook and suggest the Kitsune.
Yeah. All right. That is it. That is it for the Kitsune. Thank you again for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Dylan.
That is Killian. And this has been the Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time.
Remember.
The Kitsune is playing.
The Cryptids are watching. Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beamesturfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beamesturfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grownups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.